Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Lord have mercy. See, when Steve Cohen bought the New York Mets, never thought spending would be an issue. But not only do recent weeks feel like we're backtracked in the Wilpon era, truth of the matter is, this is not the Fred Wilpon Mets. This is not the Steve Cohen Mets. These are the David Stearns Mets, and that leaves me very concerned. What's up? This is EJ Stewart and Fan. I'll be rocking with you for the next 5 hours. We got plenty to discuss this morning. We'll talk about why I think the Giants to take back the NFC East in less than 2 years. Why Mike Brown has already shown that he's a better fit as Knicks head coach than Tom Thibodeau. And how we long for the day when the Yankees were the Yankees. Number to call in, 888-808-1019. Let's get it. If you had any hope that Steve Cohen was going to helicopter in and save us Mets fans from Mr. Smarty Pants himself, David Stearns, and his bargain bin shopping in this upcoming and this current offseason, you can put those to bed. Any hopes, any prospects, any idea that somehow what we saw last offseason, which was Steve Cohen rescuing the Mets from perhaps losing Pete Alonso last offseason, coming in with the Godfather offer to bring in Juan Soto. If you had those thoughts that maybe that despite this Mets offseason starting off kind of shaky, kind of rocky, if you had thoughts that maybe Steve Cohen would come save us from that, I think that Steve Cohen put that to bed this week. 888-808-1019. There's an old saying that it is better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to speak and remove all doubt. In this case, it's rather speak or tweet rather than remove all doubt. But pride and ego are a dangerous combination. And when your pockets run as deep as Mets owner Steve Cohen's pockets run, you don't take kindly to disrespect. You don't take kindly to criticism, especially when it comes to how you spend your money. But instead of remaining silent, Steve Cohen elected to confirm the foolery this week by getting in his feelings and grabbing his phone and getting on social media to start some beef with some New York Post reporters. And it started because of a report that rightfully alarmed fans. The New York Post put out a story where they essentially said the Mets, it was a simple line, the Mets' current payroll currently sits at $295 million. And their expectation, I guess, through their reporting, is that the Mets' payroll when the season begins will sit somewhere between $310 and $320 million. Now, I don't pretend to be some kind of Einstein, but if my EJ boy math is correct, $320 million minus $295 million only gives you about $25 million to improve the rest of this Mets roster, a Mets roster that is a flawed one. It's one that lacks rotation depth. It's one that lacks outfield depth. It's one that has just lost significant power in the lineup due to the exit of Pete Alonso. So Mets fans like me saw that report that essentially put two and two together. The Mets only have about $20 million more to spend this offseason to fix all these other issues and said, uh-oh, how are we going to fix this team? How are we going to get them back to the playoffs, back to World Series contention with only $20 million left to spend? They don't have, they're going to have to spend way more than that in theory to get themselves in a position to challenge once again for the division, and to of course try to challenge the Dodgers for an eventual World Series. So Mets fans got to social media, started grabbing microphones, podcasting, radio, whatever it is, and said, "Yo, man, this doesn't sound good." I see Yankee fans laughing at Mets fans doing victory laps, being like, "Ha, how the turntables have." Shout out to the office. This sounds a lot like our owner. You got, now you know how it feels to talk about teams not willing to go over a certain number when it comes to a payroll and staying very rigid in that approach to an offseason. I'm watching C-Mac. I'm watching my guy Keith McPherson. They're like, ha, well. Look what we have here. It seems like you're in the same damn boat as we are. Well, Steve Cohen saw all that too, and he didn't like it. He didn't like it, so he decided to go to Twitter, and he approached it in a way that was defiant, and quite frankly, initially, I think eased some concerns. I saw this tweet, and I'm not a big guy in the, hey, go after the media, go after the idiot reporters, the fake news. I'm not about that. I think all that stuff is corny. But the spirit of where he was coming from initially, I thought, okay, maybe he is on this tip that he's not going to just let this $320 million cap be the cap for how much the money the Mets spend this offseason. So he first tweets, as typical, the usual idiots misrepresenting a Post article on the Mets payroll for 2026. I can't imagine our payroll to be lower than last season. It's always hard to predict, but that would be my best guess. So you hear that and say, okay. Again, going after idiots online, maybe going after Post reporters. I don't like that. But he's upset. He's feeling in some type of way. And he's letting the folks know, no, I'm going to get in these pockets. And I'm going to spend some bread. You hear that and say, okay, I like this. This sounds great. I know I've said in the past that the Uncle Stevie moniker is banned whenever I step to the mic. And it is indeed banned whenever I step to the mic. But I saw this and said, oh, maybe this is the return of Uncle Stevie. Maybe we're about to see Uncle Stevie spend some bleep you kind of money as the Mets have been kind of clowned for most of this offseason because of the guys they lost, losing Edwin Diaz, losing Pete Alonso. But see, you had us in the first half, not going to lie, because the next tweet unveiled what I think is the real game, the actual philosophy of what is not the Steve Cohen Mets, but what I think has become the David Stearns Mets, 888-808-1019. Because then he posts, payroll watchers always forget to budget for waiver claims, player movement from minors to majors, and trade deadline moves. That's how it typically works. I'm sorry. Huh? What are we talking? What are we talking about here? Minor league promotions, waiver claims? That is how you expect the Mets to move across the goal line of said $320 million cap that the New York Post projected for your team this season? That no, Mets fans, have no fear. You guys think that somehow that there's not going to be more money spent? No, don't worry. We're going to bring in some guy from Double A. Hey, don't worry. Some scrub that got put on waivers, we're going to add him to this team. And we'll make some trade deadline moves. But hey, any real moves, you're going to have to wait till July. I mean, you know, forget about the fact that we're coming into a season that begins in March and we have all these issues that are going to begin literally when opening day starts. No. Don't worry. Some guys from AAA are going to come up. We're going to get some guys off the scrap heap. And then maybe in July, maybe we get a star. And then the payroll will be high. So have no fear, Mets fans. I'm still going to spend the bread I promised I would spend when I bought this team. Does Steve Cohen think that we were born yesterday? He calls these people idiots who are, quote-unquote, payroll watchers. He clearly does think we are idiots. Because to put out that post talking about how, hey, there's no way we're going to spend less than last year, and then come up with a subsequent post saying, hey, don't forget about the minor league promotions. don't forget about these waiver wire pickups that we're going to have during the season. That does boost the payroll. He thinks we were born yesterday. But to me, what I see, this almost felt like, and I'm not at all trying to get into politics. And I have nothing to do with politics or that conversation. But it almost feels like when you have a politician that jumps out the window and posts something, and then they have to post a subsequent tweet to kind of like clean it up because it's like they didn't realize how much heat they were going to get for the original post or what the original post ended up kind of setting when it came to expectations. It kind of felt like someone around Steve Cohen was like, whoa, buddy, that's not the plan. The plan is not for you to spend that bleep you money. The plan is not for you to come in and helicopter in. No, the plan is, yeah, to improve this team, waiver wire pickups, and trade deadline and bringing up some 22-year-old AAA guys is going to be how we're going to improve this team. I wouldn't be surprised if David Stearns was the one who grabbed Steve Cohen's phone and then posted that second tweet.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Because again, like what I feel like what I'm seeing from the New York Mets, 888-808-1019, is a team that kind of has an identity crisis. Who are the New York Mets when it comes to team building? Are you the team where everybody has a price and there's not a dollar you won't spend to make your team better? Or are you a team that's trying to win on the margins, hope that enough of those victories allow you to produce and create a team that is deep and has a deep, you know, minor league system and all of that? Which one is it? Because I think we were sold the first end. We were sold, and to be honest, some of the moves we've seen over the Steve Cohen era has shown that that is indeed where this has been moving. They traded for Lindor, gave him that big contract. They re-signed Brandon Nimmo initially. They gave Juan Soto $765 million. So you see some of the way they moved. Of course, they brought in Verlander and Scherzer in one offseason. Well, Scherzer in one offseason, then Verlander next offseason. You see some of these moves, say, okay, the Mets are spending, and then the numbers don't lie. You see, they do have a $295 million payroll. I'm not going to poo-poo that. But the Mets have spent. But then you see these other moves. You see them lose out on an Edwin Diaz. You see them let the all-time home run leader in the prime of his career, or you know, maybe towards the back end of the prime of his career, you see him walk to another team for more money. You see some of these moves, and you're saying, what team are we? To me, this whole fiasco with Steve Cohen in these tweets, to me, suggests that I think they don't really know who they are. But if you really ask me the truth, I think that, again, I think the game was played and was revealed when we saw that second post and how the Mets really operate. You wonder why they are signing. They signed a guy like a Frankie Montas last season. Why some of these, you know, the Mets are taking flyers of some of these guys to fill big holes. I think it's because that second post, the minor league promotions and waiver claim things, this is where I think David Stearns, as a president and front office guy and general manager, I feel like that is how he really approaches baseball. I think he approaches it as, yes, there are big name free agents, but in order for us to really be a great team, we are going to have to win on the margins. We are going to have minor league guys step up and become stars. We are going to have to get waiver claims and take flyers on guys. We've seen him try to do that. The problem is, when you look at this roster right now heading into this upcoming season, there are too many holes to think that some minor league pickups and some waiver wires are going to get it done. And I'm not going to act like every move they've made has been terrible. We'll get into them bringing in Luke Weaver. I feel mixed about that, but overall, Luke Weaver is not a scrub at all, and he's a competent, when healthy, very competent reliever. I like the Jorge Polanco signing. I'm not sure about him playing first base. Seems like a big risk there, especially when you talk about quote-unquote run prevention being an issue. I think they had to get rid of Nimmo just because I just think the locker room dynamic, he needed to go. He needed to go. And to me, there were too many long stretches where I feel like when the Mets would struggle offensively, he was not a guy I felt could ever really get them out of those funks. So you can't have this questionable locker room and then you're paying a guy, an outfielder, who you had to move from center to left, and then he started to look terrible and left. You're paying them top dollar. That they had to do something with that. I'm glad they moved on from him. It hasn't been like it's been all misses for the New York Mets this offseason. But this approach that's being teased by Steve Cohen, that's been kind of openly talked about by David Stearns, I don't know how you look at this approach and think this is how the Mets get back to contention for a World Series. This is how the Mets get back to an NLCS matchup with the LA Dodgers. Because I'm looking at players out there that I think the Mets need to be in on. I've been banging the table. I think they need to get Cody Bellinger. I've been banging the table. I'm a big fan of Joe Ryan on the trade market, if you can get a guy like Joe Ryan. Some people like Bregman. Some people, I've been talking about Byron Buxton. There are players out there that I think the Mets, and then obviously the big one being Kyle Tucker, I'm not sure how realistic that is. I'll put a lot of things on Steve Cohen in terms of money. If he doesn't want to spend another $50 million a year on Kyle Tucker or $40 million on Kyle Tucker, I can live with that. I'm not going to kill him for that. But to me, there are players out there that can be difference makers. There are players out there that I think change the dynamic of the New York Mets and, in fact, actually help the Mets become the kind of team that David Stearns wants. Cody Bellinger from the beginning has been my number one target in free agency. Why? Because he's versatile, because he's athletic, and because he can play, because he plays both ways in terms of he's a great at the plate, and of course he's great in the field. That's the kind of player that you would think David Stearns would want. Yes, he's going to cost you, but guess what? Sometimes you got to pay up to get good players. But when I hear this kind of talk about waiver wires and minor league promotions, when we're having legitimate questions about what your payroll is going to be and people asking about, is it true that a $320 million cap is essentially what the Mets are playing with? And you say, well, no, we could go over that if we get some guys in the waiver wire. Again, you're playing in our face. You're acting like we're stupid. And the Mets fans are there are many things. Mets fans are not stupid. New York sports fans are not stupid. Yankee fans, Mets fans, Knicks fans, Giants fans, Jets fans, whatever you call. None of them are stupid. We all know the game. We all follow this stuff very closely. We take pride in watching our teams. We take pride in these sports. Don't play in our face. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's get to these phone lines early. Let's go to Matt, who's in Waldwick, wants to talk some Mets. What's up, Matt?
Hey, listen, it's not Steve Cohen anymore. It's Steve Wilpon. Mm. This is the same thing we've seen time and time again. Mm. I mean, come on. He wants a casino. He doesn't want the Mets to thrive, you know?
Listen, look, I said at the top of the show, Matt, I don't know if it's Steve Cohen. I don't know if this is Steve Wilpon. I do think this is David Stearns. And I've heard this theory about it's all about the casino. It's all about the, you know, building the park and the area around it. And I'm sure that is extremely important to him because he will make a king's ransom. no pun intended, of course, because it goes by King Cohen, too. He will make a king's ransom when he puts all of that together. But I do think that he has given the car keys to David Stearns, and this is a David Stearns operation now. And the way David Stearns builds baseball teams is the way he did it in Milwaukee, which is taking flyers on guys who are overlooked, not going for the big free agents, relying on your minor league system and hoping those guys develop. The problem is when you talk about a team that has a outfielder making $700 million, a shortstop making $300 million, and expectations to compete for world championships, we don't have the patience, nor should we have the patience, to see some of these kind of like, you know, rolls of the dice play out. Because that's what a minor league prospect is. That's what a waiver wire pickup is. That is what, you know, getting a 100%. Frankie Montas, or, you know, and sometimes it's going to work. Because sometimes you'll have a Sean Manaea in year one when you bring him in and then he pitches phenomenal. But what those are rolls of the dice. The Mets are not in a position, and Mets fans aren't in a position to wait for rolls of the dice. The Mets fans and the Mets are in a position where they need to be trying to get as many sure things as possible. Because they're not as far away from actually competing at that level as they maybe think that they are. But no, this approach is not going to happen. It's not going to happen, Matt. It's not
and Nimmo was – it was hard to see him go. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. He looked terrible and left. Why – you're not going to keep him around. But look at our Ring of Honor. You got Ed Cranepool. I mean, that's where we're at right now. You trade away Pete Alonso. The guy was the polar bear of New York City. I mean, he's the next Matt Harvey. He was the Dark Knight of the Mets. Guys going to the Ranger games, you know, he was the talk of the town. And now who do we got?
Well, right now you got Jorge Polanco, Matt. That's all we got right now, man. Thanks.
Yeah, you got Polanco, exactly. Yeah. Yep.
Matt, thanks so much for the phone call, buddy. Good points all around. Like, and that's what we talked about a little bit last week. Like, you're playing in Mets fans' faces with this stuff. I have been extremely clear about how I feel about Pete Alonso. The Mets, I love Pete just in general. Like, watching a guy as a rookie come up through the minor leagues, seeing him, you know, break records as a rookie and become a star and really embrace being a New York man and being a New York athlete in the way that Matt was just talking about was all great. Do I think he had actual flaws as a player? Yes, I do. Do I think that the Mets had shown that, you know, they had not won much with him, and so therefore you could maybe moving on from him and reshuffling the deck in terms of like where you're getting your power from, where you're getting your, I think there are plenty of reasons to suggest and understand why you want to move on from Pete Alonso. What we don't understand is when you see him leave for only a 5-year deal, you say, okay, that seems a little odd. And then the backup plan feels like what I just said, a roll of the dice. Cause even a guy like Jorge Polanco, who is a very good player, a solid player, you're saying, yes, we're going to bring him in, but we're going to have him try to play first base. Okay. He's not Pete Alonso at the bat, but like, and he's a bad defensive player. You move him in the first base, a position he's essentially never played before. And you're saying that, don't worry, it'll be fine. That doesn't feel like a sure thing. Pete Alonso, for all of his flaws, we kind of know what you're getting from him. You get what you see from him. You know you're going to get your 30-plus home runs. You know you're going to get your 100 RBIs. He'll hit between 250 and 280. And, yes, there's going to be issues where he's going to have some defensive issues. Yes, he's not a great athlete. All those things are true. But you know what you're getting, and you know his value. But David Stearns, again, if it's not something that he particularly is comfortable with, he'd prefer to just roll the dice with something else, even if it's not a sure thing. 888-808-1019. So I want to hear from you, New York City, Jersey, Connecticut, tri-state area, wherever you are in the U.S. or North America, listening on the Odyssey app. Do you feel comfortable with the way Steve Cohen is running the New York Mets currently? Do you feel like Steve Cohen and the New York Mets have the wherewithal to put together the kind of roster to compete for a world championship this year? I'm telling you right now, my expectations have plummeted over the last 2 weeks. I came into this offseason, stupid me, I was kind of optimistic. I said that was a rough way that season ended. It was really disappointing, but you know what? Thank goodness we're going to turn over this roster. I don't know if the guys that are gone are bad apples. I don't want to put that on them. I don't want to say Nimmo's a bad apple or Alonzo's a bad apple. We don't know who the bad apples are. But we know that the chemistry was off in the locker room. So whatever the situation was, there are people that are gone in the locker rooms, so there's hope that we can fix the locker room issues and fix the leadership issues. I was optimistic given who was out there, the team's approach in terms of wanting to change things, that, hey, the Mets could turn around and be back into winning a division or back to competing for a World Series. I don't feel very comfortable feeling that way right now. Those markets right now for the big guys, the Tuckers, the Huckers, the Bregmans, the Bellingers, they're not huge right now. They're not red hot, but it's going to pick up soon because people are going to want to have guys. People are going to want to, especially as you go enter, you know, holiday season, somebody's going to get signed in the next 3 or 4 days. And then I got the Mets owner talking about waiver wire pickups and trade deadline and minor league promotions in terms of how they're going to increase the salary cap situation, you know, the team salary. I mean, what are we doing? 888-808-1019. So you think the Mets, are they going to be able to build a team that's going to compete for a playoff spot, compete for a World Series? I'm not feeling good about it. What do you think? 888-808-1019. And, of course, like every show that I host, two rules remain the same. Same rules every EJ show. Number one, EJ will always keep it 100. Number two, EJ is ducking no smoke. So if you want to get at me, want to talk some Mets, want to talk some Steve Cohen, want to talk some MLB Hot Stove, we're going to be talking some Yankees soon as well. Get in now, 888-808-1019. And of course, it is past midnight here in the East Coast, here in New York City. It is a little late, so you may not be able to make a phone call for a number of very good reasons, and I understand that. That is okay. There are multiple ways to participate in this show. Hit me up on social media, EJ_Stewart on X, and give me your thoughts on what you think is going to go on with the New York Mets or with the Yankees or the Jets or Giants. We're going to get into all things when it comes to New York sports. You don't got to call in. If you can't, hit me up on social media. I will read tweets on the air. So hit me up on social media. Let me know what you think. We got plenty more to do on this show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.